The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome to my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What up, Trav Nation? It's me, your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
Whatever, Trav Nation. It's Griffin, you know.
Guys,
who it is.
Guys, Monday.
Yeah.
Monday, the eclipse.
The previous it. Monday, a week,
previous
a full
Monday,
last week
a
ago.
Week ago was the eclipse. Yeah. I watched it with my children. I stared at it the whole time, start to finish, the moment it started to now. And I am so excited to say, guys, my powers have come in.
Oh, Trav.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Since the eclipse, I have gotten 1 to 4% stronger.
Sidebar juice.
1 to 4% faster. 1 to 4% more invincible.
Very big. No, that's
think
not a large increase. He's saying the numbers like
I think he means
increase.
When he says powers, I think he maybe is talking about his pubes.
And it's made me.
You didn't get that from just better hydration.
I think like, I'm ready to start fighting crime, saving people. Like normally, like say I'm like doing bicep curls, right? And I'm doing like a 25 pounder. Now I'm able to do like 26 or 27. Right?
That's wild.
How do you find those? Are you just taping a 1 pound weight to the 25 pound?
I would say it's a lot of like washers and like safety sure. pins that I find, some like sure. bolts. Yeah.
Sure.
And like normally I could walk a mile, I mean, comfortably in like, I don't know, 17, 18 minutes. I could probably do it in like 16, 45, 17, 15, somewhere in there. Just feeling a lot faster. Like if I got shot by a bullet, I think it would take a little longer to pierce my skin.
Hey, Trev, yeah. were you in the path of the totality in your home?
Justin, thank you for asking. I follow the path of totality. That's where I'm at now. That's my mindset.
He's walking the path of totality.
But yeah, I was not in the path of totality in my own home, but in my in-law's home, yes, I was. We drove up.
Damn, your in-laws must be strong as fuck, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping that over time my powers do continue to develop and I get maybe 10% stronger over time.
Okay. So maybe the totality path went through seven cities named Nineveh because God wanted to make his soldiers stronger. Everyone heard about this. Yeah.
Sorry, what?
There's a thing, they last eclipse.
Well, it's always so totality, bad, doesn't it, Griff?
The totality went through seven cities called Salem.
Are closing around you. You just got the one pistol. You got
this
one
time,
chance.
Baby. We're going through Nineveh, another Bible city name. So you know what that means. Big one.
Oh, okay.
The big one's coming with all the horses.
Well, I'll be able to fight the horsemen now, as long as they are just a little bit stronger than I used to be, but not stronger than I am now.
I've always said that about Travis. He's almost as strong as a horse. On a good day and
now,
a bad horse.
I did
horse,
say horsemen. Now, I don't think the pale horse shows up just like, what up? It's actually me.
Dude,
I'm the horse of death.
You think you 360 no-scope pestilence off of his horse, and the horse also isn't still going to be a problem? The celestial sort of like Skella horse isn't going to try and cause a little bit of mayhem?
I think that you would get a moment of confusion from the horse without your opening.
Yeah.
I would actually take out the horse first, because I'm saying I would have an easier time fighting pestilence on the ground.
We could have made such a better Left Behind. Like, it's not even fucking funny how much better of a Left Behind we could have. What's up, Jess?
Did you look? You could tell me. Did you look?
At the eclipse? I had glasses.
Yeah. I looked at it for I stepped outside. I stepped outside and I was like, where is it even? And then I looked right at it without the special stuff on me, which I did eventually then put on, but it doesn't feel good to do that.
What's it like to have a second blind spot, Griffin?
It actually perfectly hit the first one. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You always kind of have a little bit of an eclipse going on.
Yeah, I'm always, it's not quite totality, but it's.
Charlie came up to me and said, guess what, Daddy? At the next eclipse, I'll be 30. And I said, fuck.
That can't be right.
The next eclipse somewhere. They're always happening somewhere.
Wait, what?
No.
That's not right either, Trav.
No, it's not.
I mean, from someone's perspective in space, the moon is in front of the sun all the time, if you think about it that way.
Whoa. That's so sad.
Whoa.
I mean, it's that's life, man.
That's beautiful. But aren't we lucky to be here on this podcast and on this planet here together talk about the world? This is an advice show. And we have, I started thinking about it during the eclipse. Do you guys remember? I guess it was like 8 or 9 years ago now.
Probably not then.
You'll remember during the last eclipse, we like fucked up the audio really bad and talked like we were from a parallel dimension, and we changed the album art. So it was like negative.
There's no way we did all that work.
I think you're dreaming this.
Okay, guys, head on out to the Boneyard. I see both of you all furiously Googling.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Rachel, if you could play a clip of that audio right here, so my brothers can hear, that would be great.
The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed.
Frankly, it's weird seeing anybody use Twogger for anything other than just like complimenting each other and being like really, really nice to each other, which is, of course, in this world. And I don't know why I said in this world, but in this world, just sort of the way that everyone uses Twogger.
To be fair, though, President O'Connell has never been a traditional president. I mean, after he broke the country up into 8 different countries.
Yeah.
Like at that point, using Twogger to make announcements isn't really that big a deal if you think about it.
So, boys, the question on everybody's mind is, how did you spend the sun period?
Locked in a closet by bully children. I literally just said
I know. Okay. Obviously, Uncle Dane is on one of his cantankerous rants. Dane's drops that he does. His
Dane's
segment.
Veins.
Listen,
Dane's
I'll be the first one to go against the grain here. Against sort of Dane's the cult grains. This is one of Dane's grains where I'm going against it and sort of rubbing up against sort of, because I know everybody's always saying how great millennials are. I'll be the first one to say that I think there's some issues here. I'll be the first one to highlight those.
Whoa,
yeah.
From downtown Dane.
That's so weird. Like I can't even get on board with you, Dane, because like think about all the things that millennials have saved. They've saved the napkin industry.
They've saved
the housing industry. They've saved the magazine industry. They've saved everything.
Like, this might be a weird thing to say because we're literally just like saying things that happened today on this like, very special day where the sun came out. But and we're just saying the truth, right? But for some reason, I feel this thing in my gut where like this bit isn't working.
Did we keep it up for the whole episode?
Memory serves, everyone hated it. So it lasted at least 5 minutes, I would say.
Cool.
It may have been for the whole episode. Are you guys still not finding any evidence of this?
No, man. I think you're being Mandela'd pretty hard.
You're Mandela-ing yourself, a self-Mandela.
The sun shines on our dark planet. Yeah, no, okay. That was a long time ago.
The sun shines on our dark planet. Yes, that was the episode.
Damn, Justin, that's good.
Justin, Travis, and Dane are back to talk about the few blissful moments of sun our world received on this blessed rotation.
Oh, yeah, man.
This is from an alternate universe in which Justin is the oldest brother. God. Travis is the youngest brother, and Griffin doesn't exist.
We used to be way funnier than we are now.
It's not funny.
A completely new character named Uncle Dane.
Cool, man.
Instead of the eclipse that this is on our Wikipedia page, so thank you to whoever writes this. Instead of the eclipse that occurred on this date in the real world, in this AU, the sun shone on the earth on this earth for one day out of every 100 years. Uncle Dane was locked in a closet all day by cruel children.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
He got Brad buried real hard.
Yeah, 7 years is the statute of limitations where you can laugh at your own jokes as if they're fresh and new.
Yeah, we're all new skin cells at this point.
I have no fucking idea. Yeah, there is not one iota of this Griffin that was that Griffin.
Everyone has translucent skin, tentacles, and 18-inch eyes. There is no light, and therefore no agriculture. Everyone eats rocks. The president of the United States is Sliders actor Jerry O'Connor. Connell, mm-hmm. And the United States has been split into 8 separate countries.
Okay.
The device most analogous to a computer is called a comm box, and it hooks up to a monitor analog called a vision cube or sight cube, which becomes painfully hot. The national sport is competitive Yu-Gi-Oh!
This is unhinged. I can't believe all of those things happened in one episode.
I had to read all that because you guys had no memory of it.
I know I
don't. Completely new to you.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, man.
All right.
Oh,
man. I mean, we make a lot of shit, Juice. A lot of shit.
Did you find the cover yet? The cover is terrible.
No.
Everyone hated the cover. That's the one thing I do remember is that the cover was broadly despised.
Yeah, when I Googled this, the top result is a Reddit post from 3 days ago saying, why didn't they do that again? The answer is because we forgot completely and entirely about it.
That would have been a hell of a thing to return to. But since none of us remembered it, probably none of you remembered it either. It would have been quite a thing. So my advice, don't dwell in the past.
Don't dwell in the eclipses. Past.
And I got more advice, too.
Well, but first, I have.
Oh, my God.
It feels good to see the world get in Mr. Worldwide in the bullpen.
Sometimes
Pibble does this thing, Griffin, where when he is singing, he somehow also interrupts himself to announce his title.
That's cool.
Either Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide.
They do it with a reel to reel. You got to have two reels going and you record one reel, then you play it back.
Yeah, but we're here. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the bullpen. We're in the bullpen. Now, you guys have both, numerous times in your life, told me that you consider yourself to both be experts in the lyrics of Pitbull, correct?
I don't know anything about this dude.
No, I've heard you, Griffin. You sometimes go on and on about how you know every Pitbull lyric off the top of your head.
I don't know this fucking guy.
We are here to test it. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to put a minute on the clock. You're each going to get a turn. And you're going to have to fill in the blank of these lyrics. And here's the rule. You can't pass. You cannot pass.
Why?
You have to guess.
Why can't I pass?
Because I think
you legally can't.
Because I only pulled 5 for each of you. And if you pass, we'll be done before the 60 seconds is up.
You can't come to my house and make me make jokes. Like, I can pass on anything in this show ever, whenever I want to. And
I gotta say,
can't do anything about it.
One thing first is that if I got to pay attention to you, Travis, the V can't plunge that deep, my man. We gotta
cover up the shield.
Seeing too much of your chest power.
Oh, man.
All right.
The button's not even broken in. The buttonhole is still tight as new. Hold on.
Tight as new.
Tight as new, man. I got to get there. There we go.
That's horrible.
It's tight as new.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Flip a coin.
Griffin does.
Man.
Okay.
Dying.
Dad told me Griffin wanted to go first.
Yeah. Now, Griffin, your time will start when I finish the first lyric. Okay. You ready?
It's timed.
Yeah.
So I have to make the jokes. Extra fast.
60 seconds on the clock. You ready?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, here we go. What I'm involved with is deeper than the blank.
Money.
Masons. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. This biggity boy's a...
basketball.
Diggity dog. Ask for money and get advice, huh? Ask for advice, get...
laid.
Money twice. Just because you ate me, don't hate me. As a matter of fact, you should thank me. Even if you don't, you're welcome, blank.
You're welcome, little baby.
Yankees. I told her, want to ride out, and she said, yes. We didn't go to blank, but I got blank.
We didn't go to bet. We didn't go to Hawaii, but I got laid.
Didn't go to church, but I got blessed. So that was 0 for 5 from Griffin.
Really good,
Griffin. What did you fucking expect,
I thought you might get one.
Really good, Griff. Really good.
Thank
try.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Justin, yeah. You're up. Are you ready? Justin, you feel warmed up? You feel ready to go?
Yeah, I feel like I know all these.
Okay. Now, give me that sweet, that nasty, that blank.
That candy bag.
Gucci stuff. Not a goon or a god, I'm a blank.
True blaster.
Monster. Mommy got an ass like a donkey with a monkey, look like blank.
Charles.
King Kong. I'm going to make sure that your peach feels blank.
Fuzzy and warm.
Peachy. Your man just left. I'm the plumber tonight. I'll check your pipes. Oh, you the blank.
Princess Peach.
Healthy type.
Oh, God, Pitbull.
So Justin also 0 for 5.
I feel like I would get the next 5 right, though.
Oh, now that you're in the flow state?
Now that we know the pattern? Yeah, for sure.
Now that you're in the flow state?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a playfulness to Pitt that I didn't appreciate. That I didn't appreciate.
An abstract nature that I celebrate.
Make your peach feel peachy is pretty fucking good stuff, yeah. Actually, Mr. Bull.
Not a goon or a god, I'm a monster. I want that on my tombstone.
Not a goon. Not a god.
There's something about the lyric that I've been trying to decipher. Mommy got an ass like a donkey with a monkey, look like King Kong.
No, Travis, we granted you this one game to talk about Pitbull.
We can't explore the game.
It can't be a launching pad to you pontificating about Pitbull. I'm sorry.
We told you you need to contain that energy. And it seems like this is a good container for it.
Though I just want to say one last thing here in the bullpen. Ask for money and get advice. Ask for advice, get money twice. It sounds like it's straight out of Poor Richard's almanac.
It really does. There's a sageness.
I would take
to
a
that.
Second Poor Richard's almanac written by Pitbull.
Yes. Poor Pitcher's almanac.
With forward by Khaled. That would be the dream.
We the best book. I'm going to a convention soon for work in Columbus, and the hotel my company is putting me up in has a pool. Is it weird to hit up the hot tub after a long day on the trade show floor? What do I do
Ooh,
if I'm running
baby.
Into other convention goers or worse, coworkers who are staying in the same hotel? I want to take advantage of the free amenities, but I don't know what to do if hot tubbing turns into a networking session. That's from corporate cutie in a two-piece suitie.
You're talking to 380s. 380s dudes right
380s
here.
Boys,
You're talking
yeah.
to 380s boys. We came up in the 80s.
We're going to... I don't see what that has anything to do with this
situation. Oh, you don't, Griffin? You don't see what 80s business culture might have to do with hot
tubbing
networking?
We were not boss babies. We were not involved with the business culture of the 80s.
You weren't. Maybe you were out here, Justin, asking for money and getting advice. I was out here asking for advice, getting money twice.
Money twice, yeah.
So, 60s babies would have been the ones who would have been in the work culture, I feel like, during the 80s, Travis.
Right.
So this is a flawed concept.
I was networking at 7. I don't know what you're talking about. That's how I got
true,
to where
actually.
I am today.
That's true. Always on his grind.
This is such a great question because we go to a lot of hotels when we...
I don't
want to
brag.
Tour. We go to...
We stay at places when we're not at home.
I don't want to brag, but we don't have homes in any cities.
In every city in the country. And Vancouver. And so a lot of the time I'll go, especially if I'm like on tour flying solo, and I'll see a hot tub or a pool, but mostly a hot tub, and think like, ooh, I never bring trunks. Like, never bring trunks. I never ever bring trunks. What?
Oh, you don't bring trunks. Okay. I thought you meant you don't bring trunks to the hot tub. You meant you don't bring trunks on the trip.
Don't drink hunks on the trip, and I don't drink trunks to the hot tub.
You don't drink hunks in the hot tub.
That's rule number one.
Unless you've been extremely well compensated.
I feel like I want that life, but I also feel that I can't. I'm not there for the right reasons. I'm here for business. I'm putting on a kick-ass show tonight at the theater. Mm. And then to come back and get in the hot tub makes me feel like I am trying to pretend to be like I'm in Whitesnake or something.
And you are not. And Griffin is not. This is not an imagined scenario because we try to get hotels near the place where we're doing the show. So ostensibly, there will be other people in the hotel who also have just participated in the show.
So but maybe in a different way than Griffin has. Yes.
But they will come in to see Griffin with his hair hanging down in front of his eyes and just trying to sweat the show out of his body.
Just a towel around my neck always.
Yeah. Just huffing in eucalyptus or whatever he needs to get his instrument right.
The geometry the English put on the power dynamics ball by then a hot tub is unthinkable.
Oh,
it's unnavigable.
You okay, boys?
Hope you had a great time tonight. Like, no fucking way, dude.
Boys, I love you very much, but once again, I'm gonna say maybe you guys are coming at this from maybe a more socially anxious direction.
Absolutely, Travis. I know no other direction.
Yes, Griffin is One Direction. If One Direction, the band was incredibly socially anxious. If that was kind of the hook of their music. Because here's the thing, boys. There's two different kinds of networking at these events.
Okay, yes.
There is the networking that happens when you're at the event, right? The business networking. But then you have the I'd play golf with them networking.
Okay.
You have the, like, let's get a big steak dinner networking. Yeah. That kind of networking that's like, not only is this person fun in the boardroom, but maybe, I don't know, board game room. I wanted to make a pun, but you get what I mean. They want to hang out with you outside of that.
Right?
That's
you're
when
right.
you're making the connections, man.
Yeah.
It's a good time to get, if you're with other peers. A hot tub is a very vulnerable place to make a human connection. You know what I mean? This is the time on Survivor when you're all enjoying a meal together. You don't have to play the game. You can form a real human bond.
And that's why you come in playing the game while all these other chuckleheads aren't playing the game. And now you've got, you know how you win at Monopoly? You're the only one playing. That's right. Solo Monopoly while everyone watches you play Monopoly. It's the coolest thing you can do.
It's when you're in the hot tub with the CEO of LinkedIn and you. It's just you,
Abraham
and the
LinkedIn.
CEO of LinkedIn, and no,
Abraham
there's
LinkedIn
no
is
tricks.
Very good, Travis. Thank you.
There's no tricks. There's no weapons. It's just
man to man,
skill against
skill
alone. You know, it's just the two of you. There's no power dynamics. Either one of you could choke the other one just as easily. So let's talk. Can we just talk? You're not the boss, I'm not the boss.
That's what you say, too, as you slide into the hot tub. You say, let's acknowledge that neither one of us can choke each other out just as easily. So let's just talk.
I think there should be a sign up at every hotel hot tub that says the hours of, like, maybe just 10 to 11 p.m. is quiet. Like, no talking. No talking in this hot tub. It's just a place for tired people with sore bones, tired from a day of, tired from an hour of kick-ass alt comedy. You need to just soak their bones, but not have any kind of...
You can't, talk. I think it's illegal if the person is contained in some sort of vat with you.
Yeah.
If you are part of a meal, a soup that's being prepared, you can't talk because I can't get out of it. I'm a prisoner.
I can't leave.
There is no way to easily remove yourself from a hot tub that isn't very clearly like, well, this person started talking, so I left.
Imagine if the person across from you is like, well, so tell me, partner, how do you earn your money? And I'm like,
they just lift themselves out of the hot tub. Or worse yet, it's one of those big ones where there's only stairs on one side and you start talking and they're just like trudging through the hot tub swamp.
And it's
walk
definitely
up the
gonna
stairs.
Be with me like a half flop. Like on
and a roll out.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get some of the water off because I forgot my towel. So just rolling on the ground to try to get the moisture off. Like, so marketing? Advertising?
The ideal for me
is
doing this in the Japanese style because in Japan, I did do a couple hot springs. There's a trade-off there. in that it is usually completely quiet, especially if there is a sort of language barrier situation, is extremely quiet, but also your wiener is out.
Extremely quiet, so extremely nude.
Extremely quiet, extremely nude, but extremely quiet.
Which would be a weird way to advertise like a dance club, like an exotic dance place. We're like, yeah, they're nude as hell and completely silent. In here, there's no
music, no coughing.
Nothing. Totally chill, totally nude.
Dude sneezed in here last week and it wrecked the whole fucking vibe of this nude erotic establishment.
Here's, okay, question asker, here's a little tip. You can look really good in this scenario. You need a third party there to be overly chatty, overly talkative, trying too hard. And then you make some kind of like eye contact with the boss of LinkedIn and you do like a, ugh, this guy kind of look at him. That's all you got to do. And now the CEO of LinkedIn is like, right? Yeah. Working too hard over here.
In the hopes of making this more universal, I should also mention that we are, of course, answering this question from the perspective of three white cisgender men.
Good point.
Yes.
And I would say that I never get into a hot tub if someone's already in it.
Yeah.
Because they're going to see me, a dude, and they're going to think, correct, ah,
uh-oh.
Ah, yeah, this fucking guy.
This guy's not going to have anything good.
It's fair.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially, I get it. If there are people in the hot tub who are clearly in there, they know each other already, and they're the only ones in the hot tub.
Oh,
the idea of me being like, and now here's that third heat.
Do you guys like to play?
Also juice.
You guys checked out that 1.6 update or what? Where are you going?
Yeah. Hey, come back.
Let's talk about crypto.
You talk about crypto. Everybody,
I hate to butt in. But I, my blockchain brethren, I have a rather in excited. Don't get up. No, you're fine. You're fine. Don't get up.
Got Osti. Can I ask you guys a question?
Always. Yeah.
When you picture the CEO of LinkedIn in your head,
yeah,
does he have like cables for hair and like cyberpunk like sunglass implants on his eyes that slide in and like a duster
I imagine a
sawed off shotgun and his like deck like on his like that's what I envision like
you went
a real
kind of like a cyberpunk post-apocalypse
a real street samurai when I imagine that he's the CEO of LinkedIn. He's the nexus through all
I went
that
a different
shit.
Way because I did say Abraham Lincoln to myself, so then I did picture Abraham Lincoln, but I pictured it in like one of the precog vats from Minority Report.
I was about to say that's the other option. He's floating in goo and
because
just like
he's linked into everything.
Yeah.
Right? Just cables running off in the goo. The goo is transcending thought. So that way, at any given time, you could be like, Abraham, I need somebody to fill in for. And he's like, here's Todd Perkins' resume. And
get
like,
him.
How about I just had a good idea. What if the next wave of like CEO peacocking is granting yourself like superhuman abilities, but you can only do
biohacking.
Biohacking, but you can only do it with the resources within your company.
Oh,
so your specific super abilities.
That's so fucking
that's cool,
good,
man.
Justin.
Your super abilities are linked to whatever. So the CEO of LinkedIn has access to like he knows your entire history. He can tell like anybody he sees, he can tell who they've worked for. You know
what I
mean?
God, that's huge. Just a HUD that they have where it's just like, juggling, huh? Right? Like that would be incredible.
But I think Justin's suggesting your cyber persona is aesthetically, at the very least, influenced by the business that you conduct. For example,
aesthetically, and the powers of
The CEO of some pharmaceutical company would be like a David Hyde Pierce in the Osmosis Jones.
Yes. Emitting different medicines from their
just a big pill.
I love that
armored man.
Their skin
it shoots
and
medicines
the
out.
CEO of Ford can transform into a truck if he needs.
That's
to.
Really cool.
I love
and
that.
That doesn't make that. Okay, Trav, no, it doesn't make sense.
I'm open to notes. Yeah, go on.
It has to be a high, he could just make cars extremely well out of anything. You know what I mean? Like Ford.
That's a fun limitation that you've just suddenly put on this wonderful world.
You cars. What? That's they don't know how to turn people into cars. So he would just do.
No,
what
he
his
can
company,
turn into a car. Maybe it was a truck first who turned into a man.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
That's who I would want to lead my car business. Same. Is like somebody who used to be a
knows
truck.
What cars want.
The abilities have to be mundane. Uh-huh. So the CEO of Ford is just, he becomes the best at making
he
cars
spits gasoline.
Out of anything. Like okay. He can make cars out of whatever.
Now, Justin, okay. Let me throw this out as an idea. Individual yeah. Hot tubs. Okay. Single person hot tubs. It's like a 2-foot circle.
That's cool.
And it's 4 feet deep.
God, and just getting rich this week.
I know,
we're
right? You just stand in it, right? You can, there's enough room to sit, and maybe you can put them in a beehive kind of S thing, or maybe they're just spread out around the pool with enough room in between so no one could talk to each other.
There's, I can't stop thinking about the anime of super CEOs. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop thinking about it. Yeah, I we'll do love it. Your field of, I do love that you walk onto the first floor and you look by the pool of the hotel and you just see a row of heads on the ground as people have submerged into their own private hot tub, like popsicle molds.
Yes.
It's all great stuff. It's all great stuff.
So they could be in the same world. We don't have to limit ourselves. We can have super CEOs and individual hot tubs in
and
the
they
same
recharge
world.
In their individual hot tubs.
Yeah, there we go.
That makes perfect sense.
Thank you.
You can't network. These people can't network. They're too powerful.
They're connected to a network.
Yes, it's a network. Exactly. It's a physical network. Yeah. Hey, listen.
I think that was maybe the least helpful. And we set new standards every so often of least helpful answer we've ever given someone.
Just draw a nice bath. I've done that before. Go to hotel, see hot tub, think, those power dynamics, though, and then just draw a nice hot bath and slip on into that instead. It's for you. It's nude and quiet. What more could you ask for? Plus, you can watch cool videos on your iPhone while you do it.
No problem. And if you have a need, a physical need?
Justin Tyler McElroy.
You can do it right there. No problem.
You can't shit in a hot tub, man.
You shouldn't shit in the hot tub. But
no,
in
you
your
shit
room.
Out the side of the hot tub like a genteel, refined human being.
That's
you
why
raise
always,
yourself up to the side.
That's why the baggies are there, folks. Hey, listen, let's take a break and go to the money zone. Is that okay?
Yeah. That would be fine.
I only have Bombas socks.
Okay.
And I don't like to brag. No, I do like to brag.
But you have other clothes too, right?
No. So all my other clothes I have sort of stitched together out of Bombas socks.
I mean, so much.
Yeah. It's nice. It's great. It feels good. And I haven't known the touch of moisture in so long because it just gets wicked away. Like, moisture's afraid of me. Like it sees me
trying
in
to
my-
take a drink, your clothes are pulling the moisture away from your mouth?
No, like my mouth still gets plenty wet, but the rest of me, the Bombas socks sort of wick away. I'll tell you, a really delightful day for me was when I got rid of all of my old kind of fucked up socks to make room for all these beautiful Bombas.
Yes, that is a treat.
It is a really nice day, and it's spring cleaning time. Make that difference in your life with these comfortable ass socks.
Make that change.
It's not just that they get the moisture away.
What do they do?
They have arch support in the sock. They have honeycomb arch support.
Whoa.
They have anti-blister tabs and cushioned footbeds that feel like little pillows for your feet.
Okay, I'm so glad you said that because the current socks I'm wearing have pro blister tabs.
Oh, Trav.
And I knew that when I bought them too. And no. I don't know why I finished
the purchase.
You
gotta get those off your feet. They also have the one purchased, one donated mission where every time you buy socks, or they also have tees or underwear, which honestly, I should probably just go for those instead of cutting up socks to make t-shirts and underwear.
Yeah.
But whenever you buy one, you also donate essential clothing to someone facing homelessness.
They've donated over 100 million
clothing items.
Army has received a lot of garments from Bombas over the years.
Oh, really? Oh, that's awesome. It genuinely is great. I love my Bombas socks. It's one of those things where, like, once I figured it out, like, these are my socks now. And then that part of my life was just kind of squared away in the best possible way.
Yeah.
And you can live that life also Get comfy this spring and get back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/mybrother and use code mybrother for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/mybrother and use code mybrother at checkout.
Here at Rocket Money, we believe in one central core idea. Ask for money, get advice.
Yes.
Ask for advice, you get money twice.
That's Thank so you. Good.
Thank because you, Rocket here money. At Rocket Money, we're not just going to give you new money. We're going to let you keep your money. Because we're going to maybe send you a message when you make a big, weird purchase to be like, hey, that was a big, weird purchase, Travis. Are you sure about this? Did you make that purchase? Did someone steal your car? Why would you buy?
I love getting those. Justin, I get this message sometimes. People don't normally spend this amount here.
Is everything cool?
Yeah.
And I'm
it's
like,
good to get that perspective. Yeah.
Yes, that was me. But not just that, but also that, you know, like, hey, do you remember when you signed up for a free trial of that thing for a week and you were like, told yourself, like, I'm definitely going to cancel that. But then you remember that you had ADHD. And by remembered, I mean completely forgot to cancel it. And you've been paying for it for 2 years. Let us at Rocket Money help you cancel that.
I had three different kids' drawing apps that I had somehow subscribed to. It was costing me like $25 a month.
Yes.
So Rocket Money was like, hey. So I appreciate Rocket Money. It has saved me a tremendous amount of money already.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And they have over 5 million users that have saved a total of $500 million and canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. It's important to note, not only do they say, like, hey, you're signed up for this subscription, maybe you've forgotten and maybe want to cancel it, they will help you go through the steps to cancel it, because sometimes that can be a whole thing all on its own. You can cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/mybrother. That's rocketmoney.com/mybrother. One more time, rocketmoney.com/mybrother.
It's Webby season. Hi, I'm Sequoia Holmes, host of the Black People Love Paramore podcast, and we are nominated for a Webby for the episode where I interviewed Hayley Williams. In case you're unfamiliar, Black People Love Paramore is a podcast delving into the common and uncommon interests of Black people in order to help us feel more seen. We would love your vote to help us win this Webby. Please take a second and go over to the Black People Love Paramore podcast social media accounts, and you can find them at BPLP Pod across all social media platforms. Hit the link in bio and vote for Black People Love Paramore.
Hi, I'm Travis McElroy.
And I'm Teresa McElroy.
And we're the host of Schmanners.
We don't believe that etiquette should be used to judge other people.
No, on Schmanners, we see etiquette as a way to navigate social situations with confidence.
So if that sounds like something you're into,
join us every Friday on Maximum Fun, wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to munch
squad.
I want to munch
squad. You look really worried, Justin.
Welcome to Munch Squad, a podcast within a podcast, profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. I felt like I was rushing your guys' tempo.
Oh, see, I thought that we were behind.
I felt we were dragging. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's a lag thing.
Do we want to practice it?
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's the lag.
Maybe we should go at it a couple more times.
We should do a remake of Whiplash over Discord.
Yeah. That wasn't
slap yourself. Slap yourself now
for
me.
JK Simmons said it like that.
Slap yourself.
Was that JK Simmons in the room with us? Yeah, please.
Thank you.
Go right ahead. It's me, JK Simmons.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Go right ahead with your munch squad.
JK.
Arby's is turning skeptics into fans with free sandwich month this April.
Huh.
This story was released on April 2nd, because Arby's wants you to know they're not fucking with
you,
though this story is going to sound like it is.
I also think it's wild to have a thing that's happening in April and not announce it till we're in April.
Yeah. It's important, Trav, because this is a big program.
No, this is what I'm saying. Why not announce it then in March?
I guess, yeah, but then they would have thought that if it started on April 1st, that it might be a joke.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. This April, Arby's has an offer too good to resist for both diehard fans and skeptics, and everyone in between.
Are there a lot of Arby's skeptics? I don't believe Arby's exists.
Griffin, may I?
Please, yeah.
Whether guests are longtime supporters or roast beef doubters, Arby's is aiming to end the, quote, who actually eats at Arby's debate with a new month-long offer, free sandwich month.
What?
Arby's wrote in a fucking press release, Arby's is aiming to end the who actually eats at Arby's debate.
Yeah, you don't see in a lot of press releases. Now, do a lot of people think our shit tastes like dirty dog shit?
Yes.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
It doesn't, though.
And I know that we seem like we're going bankrupt and like no one even eats here. But guys, some people do. We have the meat. We promise.
We really
do. They have the meat so much they're giving the meats away.
We have too many meats.
Please take them. Please believe us. It's good meats.
Please.
We have a lot of them and they're good meats. We tried our best.
You guys like meats?
We make the sandwiches as big as your frail human arms can hold. If we made them any bigger, if you guys were fucking stronger, we could give you even more meat.
I would say that more than any fast food company I could think of, Arby's has tried the hardest to be like, is this what you want? Nobody else is doing roast beef sandwiches. We don't have any competition left. Is this what you want?
With 4 free online sandwich redemptions throughout April, Free Sandwich Month gives Arby's lovers the perfect chance to enjoy their go-to order or further explore the menu, while also providing Arby's skeptics with an opportunity to put their Arby's beef to rest once and for all. So throughout April, you're going to get 4 coupons. Now, and then you get a free sandwich deal loaded into your Arby's rewards account. So this is for Arby's skeptics who are
also
willing to be like, okay, I'll sign up for your rewards program.
I think your sandwiches are fucking disgusting, but I would love your newsletter.
I am trying to earn enough points for that free koozie.
Yeah.
With this deal, Arby's is doubling down on its sandwiches.
Yeah.
Inviting fans. Yeah. It's either that or the Jamocha shit. Yeah, right?
Man. Okay, we think our napkins are the best.
Horsey sauce. With this deal, Arby's is doubling down on sandwiches. And what better time for Arby's skeptics to give the brand another shot than when they could try it for free, not once, but 4 times.
So, okay.
That's Arby's, a lot of free Arby's.
Arby's, I understand that promising more sandwiches is more enticing.
Yeah.
But saying, we're going to change your mind, and maybe the first sandwich won't do it, and maybe the second sandwich won't do it, and maybe you'll eat the third one, and you won't like that one either, but give it a fourth chance, and maybe by the fourth sandwich, I don't know, you'll acclimate to it?
The number of fundamental structural changes to the whole Arby's model, system, everything that would need to change in order for me to become a returning customer of that business. It's so vast. The thing would be unrecognizable by the time I was done with it. It would, the curly fries can stay, those fuck. Absolutely. I need the sandwiches smaller and more interesting.
Can I tell you?
Griffin, you, both of you, but more you, are so high up on your fucking throne over there. Over in Biden's backyard, where all the cuisine of the world gathers at your feet and gives their greatest to you. Arby's is mid here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Arby's is mid. By the way, this week, Charlie told me that she wanted me to buy canned water, liquid death. I said, why, honey? She said, tap water is mid.
Man, Gen Alpha can do no wrong, man.
Yeah.
And I.
Tap water is mid. I mean, I can't.
It's true.
Yeah, man.
It's free.
Hey, it's the most. Yeah, dog water, baby. It's dog water.
It ain't poison and it ain't Baja Blast. It's mid.
Depending on where you are in the country, it can also be
toxic.
Lower than
low
mid.
To mid. Low,
low to mid low at mid. Best. Yeah.
Low and to I, mid at best.
What I never expect, when I woke up this morning, what I did not expect is by, in some point of the day, to feel for Arby's,
yeah,
the emotion that I would label sympathy.
Yeah.
And here is why. We have been privy to a lot of press releases on Mud Squad, a podcast within a podcast, that are usually like, check us the fuck out. Yeah. Our food artistry has unveiled a new level of fry technology.
The boys in the lab are at it again.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Arby's is over here going, please, please just come in. Just come give in. Us a shot. Just try. If you would just, we are giving you the sandwich.
All you have to do is eat them.
Please.
This isn't like a free sample at Sam's Club, right? Because what this business trucks in is sandwiches. This would be as though you went to Sam's Club and they were like, if you will let us give you 4 microwaves,
yeah,
mm-hmm. and then at the end of that, you decide how you feel about Arby's,
yeah. Yeah.
then we can reveal.
We can still remain unmoved. That's the tragic thing for Arby's here. There's going to be a lot of people who eat 4 free Arby's sandwiches and at the end of that are like, yeah, I don't like how they make me feel. I don't like how I feel after.
I want to give, this is a quote and that I want to give its due respect. It's from Ellen Rose, who's Arby's chief marketing officer. Now, what I like about Ellen Rose that I can say pretty certainly, even though I don't know Ellen personally, is that Ellen, I'm guessing at some point, had to stand up in a meeting and say, all right, y'all, listen, I think it's time.
Yeah.
We've been putting it off for a bit.
Yeah.
I think it's time for us to publicly admit that not a lot of people like our sandwiches. In fact, there's some people that actively dislike them who haven't even tried them, and it's time to address it.
In fact, I would go so far as to say there are people who believe no one actively eats here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to try to disprove that. During Free Sandwich Month, we're putting our money where our mouth is with our biggest rewards promotion to date. Actually, you're putting no money where the beef goes. Yeah. That is what you're doing.
We're actually putting money. We're taking money from where your mouth is.
Yeah. You're putting beef in the mouth and nothing
and
else
nothing's
is happening.
Coming out.
This executive should have to go cow to cow and tell them, hey, so you're not going to like this next part, but also, we're going to just give this stuff away, and people are going to talk about how yucky it is. Anyway, head on in there.
Arby's sandwiches are so delicious. Which you think every cow thinks, I hope I'm not an Arby's one. Which is why Free Sandwich Month is the perfect opportunity for any skeptics out there to try the sandwiches they've been eyeing. We're so confident that our sandwiches will turn even the biggest Arby's disbeliever into a fan that we're willing to give them 4 free trials. Throughout the month of April, guys, it gets worse. To prove that Free Sandwich Month is changing minds, Arby's is also putting 4 skeptics to the test with the Arby's Try Detector, where each participant will be strapped into biometric scanners as they try free Arby's sandwiches to see how they truly feel.
Now we're
keep
fucking
an eye
talking.
On Arby's social accounts to watch this experiment unfold.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Peel back mean? All peel. Peel back my liberty, mama, and feed me Arby's. I will hide no secrets from you, mama, when you put me in this try detector.
What biometric is there in my body that tracks how much I like Arby's?
Travis, it's called...
I want it surgically removed.
That metric...
that system disconnected.
That metric, Travis, is called your blood pressure. That's what it's called. I can look
Sir,
at that and be
his
like...
his yum factor is spiking.
We need to put him on special medicine. His Arby's yum factor is through the roof.
It's too delicious. So that's what Arby's is doing. They're giving...
It's just, it's
They're
not
giving people 4 free Arby's just to try to make them say, you know what it is? I'm going to put forth this. It's not that you're an Arby's skeptic.
It's that you currently have a highfalutin opinion of yourself as a human being, and you don't see yourself as a person who goes to Arby's.
Yes. Okay.
Arby's is not changing your opinion of them. Arby's is changing your opinion of yourself.
Oh, my God.
You eat four Arby's sandwiches in a month. You get to the end of that month, you're like, well, fuck, I guess I'm the kind of person that eats at Arby's.
Yeah, it's been institutionalized at that point.
It's been internalized. So when I picture myself, I now picture myself inside an Arby's.
I do you think an Arby's executive somewhere in the world just stopped a tape and they're like, they got us?
I want Arby's to know it's not the quality of the food. Like when I've gotten Arby's maybe a couple times in the last few years on a road trip usually. And it's not the flavor of the food. Again, your curly fries
through middle America away from your coastal palace.
Yes, exactly. The curly fries fuck.
It's called White Castle, Justin. It's not called Coastal Palace.
The beef tastes pretty good, and you guys do a pretty good job with it.
You have the meat.
After I eat it, I feel so bad. I have a friend that I know this is going to sound like one of those things where I talk about it was a friend, but it was really meat. But it was really a friend. One time, got an Arby's meal that came with two roast beef sandwiches, and he ate them, and then he had to go to the hospital. It's not that you guys make food that tastes bad or isn't appealing to me. I love it to eat a lot of beef. It's the problem is that then I'm worried I might have to go to the hospital afterwards because of it.
And Arby's, if you're listening, it's not just you. I'm 40
years
old.
There's a lot of it. Oh, yeah.
I'm 40 years old now. The idea of putting fast food into my human body is the equivalent of when I was like in my early 20s and went and had a wild night out with friends, right? Where it's like, fuck tomorrow. That's how it is when it's like fast food for dinner. Fuck tomorrow, YOLO, I'm eating this tonight.
It's hard sometimes when we're getting Happy Meals for the guys.
For the boys.
And then I'm like, I'm going to get that. Boys? And I'm like, hey, as long as we're getting some Mickey D's, let me hit that up too. The Clown has nothing for me. The Grimace Shake was a documentary.
They used to have fake adult offers. Yeah,
exactly.
They used to have things like, oh, for me, just the salad.
Just the wrap, please. They don't
give me give me the shake up salad or whatever it was called.
The salad in a cup, please, Ronald. Thank you.
They have nothing for me. I have shit to do tomorrow. I can't be damned up like that. By any of you guys.
I want to make sure that we get credit for something.
Okay.
Arby's is one of the few companies that we have in our careers actually had meetings with, like brand deal meetings in terms of like lucrative sponsorship.
That is true. Another thing that happened
one
so long ago, I forgot about it.
Few companies that has ever expressed such an interest. And we are the kind of podcast that has the gall, has the courage to say their food's maybe poisonous here.
Not
in our
poisonous.
Joke show.
Not poisonous.
Detrimental.
Detrimental to your health.
I just want to get. I want to get credit for how punk rock we are. That we are willing to take this potential lucrative opportunity that we had many years ago and just tear it all down.
If you are still interested in working with us after this, though, we are still open to it.
Hey, I can find three no more skeptical gentlemen than us three skeptics.
Don't walk,
Hook me up to the Liberty Peeler.
Big beefer.
Feed me a beefer.
Beef me up, Daddy. Beef me up to your machine and beef me down to Beefy Town.
Put a cage on my head in the Ministry of Truth and beef me hard.
We've always been at war with Wendy's.
Yeah.
We fucking hate Wendy. Like, you know that about us. That's not true, actually.
No, that's not. I mean, the junior bacon cheeseburger is the best.
It's pretty good.
It's the best out there. It's the one thing I can eat at a fast food restaurant because it has lettuce and tomato right on there. And I'm like, this feels good. The size sandwich
junior,
to amount of fake veggies on there feels
the
good.
The junior for me, please.
Yes, please.
Hey, let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
These sandwiches. Wrap them up.
Hey, we got some new tour dates coming up. First of all, we got our Chicago dates at the end of this month. We're going to be in Chicago doing Mabim Bam and Taz. Taz is going to be Taz versus Moby Dick.
Chi-town.
That's happening just before C2E2 up there at the end of the month.
Windy City.
There are still some tickets available for the Taz show, but not Mabim Bam.
The small apple.
I don't think we call it that here in Chicago. In May, we're coming to Vancouver.
Dave Matthews Bathroom.
What?
Dave Matthews Bathroom.
They don't call Chicago Dave Matthews Bathroom.
Yeah, it's where they dump.
Baby. First of all, Dave Matthews wasn't the only. This is what pisses me off.
Okay.
Just because his name's on the fucking bus doesn't mean that he made all the poop that got dumped on that boat and that he pulled the trigger.
I imagine Dave Matthews has the kind of diet where he makes 3 square pellets a day.
Yeah, exactly.
A day, I think. I think he eats enough.
Yeah.
To sustain, he eats only what he needs and leaves only footprints. You know what I mean?
He shits completely.
And the dookie from his bus. Yeah.
He shits 100%
smoke.
Biodegradable diesel fuel that the bus runs on. So you guys should be embarrassed.
Have you had Dreaming Tree wine? Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Another sponsor. So,
Vancouver, Tacoma, we're coming to you in May. Kansas City, St. Louis, Tysons, Virginia, we're coming to you in June. It's going to be a hell of a time. Go to bit.ly/McElroy tours for tickets and more information. Tickets are on sale right now. So let her rip.
If you haven't checked it out yet, make sure to go to macroymerch.com. Check out all the merch we got there. We got a Taz versus Dracula poster by Zach Sterling. We've got a Rest in Peace Miggy the Mackerel sticker. There is a Garrel of the Binacorn and Tyler Thrasher stuffy bundle you find over there that has a stuffed Garrel as well as Tyler Schrodinger's cat blind box. And 10% of all proceeds this month go to the Palestine Children's Relief Fund.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Great track. Put on at the gym when you're cranking iron, it make you stronger to hear it.
That's true. So, 1 to 5%.
Exactly. This is a wild wish, man.
Are you gonna do it?
Rip and rip it?
I'll do it. Yeah, I'll read it.
Yeah, go, Griff. Go.
I wish my bird would stop biting my nipples.
My name is Justin.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, may kiss your dad, square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.